And so he said, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. Now listen to this. I like this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have what? Perfect peace. See this, but see, Satan brought this stuff on the earth and trying to disturb, but he's not going to move me. I don't know about you. This stuff they call coronavirus. They can say they saying what they're going, they saying all of this, but he's not going to take my peace. Did y'all hear me? He's not going to, you going to let him take your peace? Because see, Jesus did this so we could have perfect peace. Hallelujah. And so he said that we may have what? Perfect peace. And what? Confidence. He said, in the world, you what? You have tribulation and trials and distress and what? Frustration. But be of what? He didn't say get down in the dumps and be sad, long-faced it. See, what you do when they come, what we just got through doing, just lose it. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. We can. It just helped to do it together, but you can do it in the privacy of your home, driving down the road in your car. It doesn't matter. Just take your praise break. Pull off the side of the road if you need to, and just take your praise break. I don't care what they think about what passing by. I ain't got time to be fooled with their thoughts. They ain't no fruit to me anyway. So he said, frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Certain. How? Undaunted. Ain't going nowhere. It. For I have what? I have overcome the world. You think they're going to come up in 2020 with some stuff? And Jesus told me, I've already overcome the world. Don't care what you come up with, Satan. You already been conquered. And you come mess around, you're going to find out that I know that you've been conquered. Jesus whipped you for me, gave me the victory. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be shaken or moved. I'm going to stand my ground. And listen, I want to encourage you and grow up. Everybody not at the same place of maturity, but sell this here. You hear this, you sell in your heart. I don't care what come or go. I will not be moved by anything. God, I give myself to you. Teach me these things. Fill my heart with this truth. I choose you over everything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, listen to what he said. For I have overcome the world. I have what? Deprived it of power to harm you. And have conquered it for you. Now, why in the world should I be troubled? I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. And just looking right in the face, you conquered devil, get under my feet where you belong. He said you're going to have trials and tribulations. That's just got to read it. What? In this new birth, you were made completely new. I'm going to read that again. In this new birth, you were made completely new. You were made a new creature. We were changed from darkness to light, from a sinner to a new creature. That's what happened. And see, this is what religion trying to push off on us, and this erroneous false teaching, this bad teaching. Some people are honest, they just don't know any better. They think it's right. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No! I was made brand new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. I may have missed it, I may have sinned, but that don't make me a sinner. Because I got grace, I got mercy, and I got enough in me to repent. Because my spirit let me know that wasn't right, Jimmy. Hallelujah. Because I'm a new creature now. Therefore, if any man be where, any person be where, in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are gone, passed away. Behold what? All things. Listen to this. I know you're in a test, you're in a trial, stuff will come against you. And see, the devil will tell you, see, you don't have what it takes to overcome this. If you know you're weak in an area, and you go to the doctor, they tell you you need some vitamin for this area, and he give it to you to take, and you go home and sit on the shelf and just keep on going along. Now, whose fault is it you remain weak?